You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. As Election Day approaches, here at KALW, we're focusing on communities with historically low voter turnout in five Bay Area counties. We're focusing on West Oakland in Alameda County, Richmond's Iron Triangle in Contra Costa County, Bayview Hunters Point in San Francisco, East Palo Alto in San Mateo County, and Fairfield in Solano County. And here with me today to talk about our elections coverage is our elections manager, Sonia Nara. Hey, Sonia.
Hi, Hannah.
So can you talk about how you decided on these five areas?
We wanted to focus on areas that have had historically low voter turnout. We want to provide fair coverage to places that have been undercovered and misrepresented, because there must be some reasons they aren't getting the information that they've needed to go out and vote. You know, we want to put our audience in the driver's seat by serving them and helping them make informed decision when it comes time to vote in the future.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you doing? What are some of the initiatives you're pursuing to reach these communities and to listen to them?
Well, we're using a few different strategies. You know, one is we really feel that it's important to engage with the community organizations that are already rooted in these communities. Mm-hmm. So that includes places of worship, it includes youth groups, libraries, diversity groups, there's leagues of women voters, there's Filipino American multicultural groups, and we want to reach out to them to find out, well, what are they thinking about and what are the people that they work with thinking about? Mm-hmm. And another component is that we're working with media outlets who have been focusing on these communities for a long time. So there's Oakland Side that is focusing in on West Oakland. There's also Richmond Confidential that's run through the UC Berkeley School of Journalism, and El Tecolote newspaper, which is a Spanish language newspaper based in San Francisco. And they've been focusing a lot on issues in East Palo Alto and Bayview Hunters Point. So, mm-hmm. you know, these media partnerships are going to allow for us to reach a wider audience, a more diverse audience, and also find out what are the issues that our media partner journalists and editors are hearing about on the ground.
Right.
We also are going into the field. It's difficult in these pandemic times, but the door hangers essentially say that this election, KALW Public Radio wants to cover what matters to you. And we're asking people in English and in Spanish, well, what are the biggest challenges in your neighborhood? And then we're telling them three easy ways to get in touch. So they can either call us, email us, or go to our Facebook page and send us a message.
What are people saying?
It's interesting. People are saying different things. In fact, our news director, Ben Trefney, has been talking to people as he distributes door hangers. He's been mostly spending time in Bayview Hunters Point. He talked to a young lady this past weekend about, you know, how she's trying to get out the vote in her community and why that's important. And here's a little bit of what she had to say. And this is Louise Claire Vistel.
So this would be your first election, presidential election coming up.
Yes.
Are you planning on voting?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what all you have to vote on in San Francisco?
I've been going through the books this week with my mom about all the different processes for helping people in neighborhoods, the whole cars, and who we have to vote for president, obviously. But hopefully vote for the right things that help people who don't have much.
Because mm-hmm. there are 26 ballot measures that you have to vote on in San Francisco.
The book's thick.
Yeah. Do you think that how does that feel to have that much stuff to vote on?
It's a lot, but it's also necessary to put your voice in for everything. You have to... Obviously, everybody says voting matters because that shows how many people really care about all these different things. And if you don't, then higher-ups will just do whatever they want or take the money from that and put into something they want instead of what the people want.
So we're talking to people who are first-time voters. We're talking to people who are getting out the vote in their communities. And we're also hearing from people who have issues on their mind. And one of the topics that has been coming up in multiple communities is the concern about illegal dumping. That came up through questions that we received on our website in Richmond. And we also heard through our community outreach that folks in West Oakland were concerned about the same thing. So, you know, one of the things we're doing is we're making election briefs on every county measure. And in Oakland, there's Measure RR that would adjust the fine that illegal dumpers would face if they're caught.
Right. And that's just one example.
Exactly. Exactly. That's just one example. So, you know, we're hoping to clarify these ballot measures through our election briefs. And then from hearing from the people that we communicate with on the ground, we want to report on stories that they bring up, that they bring to our attention. You know, we don't want to just come up with story ideas that we think are important. Mm-hmm. We want them to really fuel what we're reporting on. And mm-hmm. that would then encourage them to participate more and to become voters in the next election.
Right. So what happens then after the elections are done? You have all of these connections right now. You've made all these relationships around the Bay Area. What then?
Well, Hannah, that's a great question. We're actually planning to continue the work in these communities. So it doesn't end on November 3rd with the election. We're planning to continue in these same communities, and we want to focus on health and equity issues in the early part of 2021. And, you know, then we can report on issues that we're getting already. For example, we got an email from someone who got our door hanger in Palo Alto saying that they're very concerned about the lack of access to affordable food in their community. Mm. And this is a long-term resident of East Palo Alto. Mm. So this is a story that we can report on after the election, you know, to dig into deeper. So this is just the beginning of what's to come.
Okay. Sonia Narang, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Hana.
That's Sonia Narang. She's KALW's election coverage manager. What we're doing is a team effort, and we'd love for you to get involved, whether you'd like to hand out voter materials out in the low voter turnout precincts we talked about, or if you've got elections questions our reporters can answer. And we've got three easy ways for you to connect. You can call us at 415-684-8120. That's 415-684-8120. You can also email us at community@kalw.org, or you can write us through the Bay Votes 2020 page at kalw.org. Lots of ways to get in touch, so we're looking forward to hearing from you.